In all you're getting, get wisdom.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Through wisdom is a house built.
And by understanding, it is established.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into the wisdom of God's Word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
In this Bible is the secret to longevity. In this Bible is the secret to impact. But that it is in the Bible does not mean it will be made manifest. It takes alignment. First and foremost, that I am interested. Lord, I have found that which has been written of me in the volume of the book. But that it has been written is no guarantee that it will manifest. So he said it this way, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, as it has been written of me, to do thy will. When Jesus came, the Bible tells us that there was a sense of urgency. Although the prophet had seen, for unto us a child is born, but unto us a son is given, not born. There is a making. Unto us a child is born. Didn't do anything, but unto us a son is made. Technon. There is an interaction. When Jesus called himself the Son of God, they said, you claim equality with God. Their concept of sonship was that when a man said he was your son, it meant that you have given him access to everything that makes you the father. And on the strength of that, that child can be equal. Not necessarily in terms of usurping authority, but that by knowledge and grace, you have lifted him to a point where he can represent you. Unto us a child is given, but unto us a son is. A child is born, but a son is given. So Jesus came. Listen, the Lord of glory, the King of kings, when he wore this mortal body and came to the earth, at age 12, he was about the assignment because he knew that there were certain things. He was going to confront intelligent people, doctors of the law, and he needed to pass through the whole Hebraic Judaic system. He needed to understand the whole Roman structure. And he subjected himself to the dealings and the trainings. At age 12, he had mastered the operations of the law. Although he came to abolish the law, sometimes to challenge a system, you need to pass through the system. Not necessarily because you like the system. Passing through the system gives you access to challenge the system.
For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord.
And so Jesus went through all of that. He was taught the principles of carpentry, so that nobody will call him an irresponsible child. He was taught the principles of the law. He began to challenge the doctors of the law. And then, listen to me, although he was God, he submitted himself to that dealing. He prepared for 30 years for a ministry of 3.5 years. In Nigeria, we prepare for 2 hours for a ministry we believe should take us a lifetime. 30 years. How many of us can prepare for 30 years? Let me tell you something. It has been proven that the degree of your preparation over anything in life tells on the quality of your result. There's no argument about that. Nigerians are used to crash things. We crash our destinies. The only thing we really prepare for in Nigeria is our educational pursuit. And unfortunately, our concept of success in Nigeria has been reduced to degrees and PhDs and masters and NCEs and diplomas and all of this. And there's nothing wrong with that, except for the fact that if I'm a smoker today and I'm a master's holder, they will call me successful in Nigeria. Is that true? If I'm sleeping around and I'm an irresponsible person, but I'm busy writing my thesis for PhD, people say, it's bad, but it's not too bad. At least he went to school. Look at our concept. Say at least he's smoking, but he won't be hungry. Preparation. He said, if the axe head is blunt, watch this. A potential axe that can fell a tree, but because the head is blunt, no information, no sharpening, no preparation, no impartation. And then you keep struggling. Struggling over something, a mountain that you can stamp at once and pass. It's amazing. See, there are some of us that our lives are moving, but it's moving too slow. Too slow. In the last 10 years, you can only point one or two things that you have done. You can't do much for the kingdom that way. So the solution is to sharpen the axe head. Hallelujah. Number two. Let's look at one other scripture. Luke chapter 24 verse 49. Jesus was about to leave. He had begun to speak to the disciples when you begin to read from John 14, 15, 16. He was introducing them to this Paracletos, the Spirit of Truth. And he was letting them know that he was on his way to go. And that if he left, he would leave them the Holy Spirit and he would prepare and equip them. The guys were excited. They didn't even know what Jesus Christ was talking about. Listen. They had been following Jesus Christ. But let me tell you the truth. They were not following Jesus Christ for mentorship and building. They wanted to leverage on his credibility and start manifestation. Are you getting my point? So the moment Jesus Christ climbed the mountain, all of them laughed and said, it's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. Where is that epileptic patient? Let's prove to you that we have been close to Jesus. But they saw the anointing, but the dynamics of its operation, they did not know. Only Peter, James, and John, Jesus went up with them. And there was a sharpening. And the disciples came and gathered people like many of us do in life. You call the whole world to come and watch your unpreparedness. Favor is when preparation meets opportunity. When opportunity comes to your life and you are not prepared, you can get my teaching, Activating Seasons of Greatness. When the School of Ministry students were sharing their testimonies, I was so broken. The radical, I mean not just transformation, with proofs, results. Hallelujah. And so the disciples were excited. They were happy. They were, listen, they never asked Jesus questions that connoted their desire to learn. They asked Jesus questions to ascertain the guarantee of their future. For instance, Master, we have left all to follow you. Not what is this thing? The way you operate, why are you always talking with the Father? Is there something that you will teach us? Say, Master, we have left everything. The way we are seeing you staying alone, we are afraid. You are no longer with us. You are always talking. You are moody. If you are planning to leave, tell us now. Because we have left everything to follow you. And Jesus looked at them and said, there it goes. Your heart. You never followed me to receive and to be blessed. A crowd of people came and followed Jesus. They were looking for miracles. Let me tell you something. Every time you see a great man, don't look at his crown. Look at his scars. Don't look at his crown. It's deceitful. Behind every crown, there are scars. Paul said, let no man trouble me. Behind every crown, hear me. Any man you see with a crown on his head and does not have scars, run away. What you saw is a lie, it's a mirage. We give you the highest praise to the King. We give you the loudest praise to the King. We lift up holy hands. Listen, let me tell you something. Brothers and sisters, stop closing your scars because they will become the symbol of your greatness tomorrow. In the realm of greatness, your past is your scar. When you get to that gate, life will ask you, show me the scar. That is a demonstration that you are a victor, because it is he that endures to the end. When you step in life, I tell you this, they will ask you, Jesus, today, the holes of the nails have become the symbol of his royalty. The reason why we bow and we worship him. Many of us want manifestation, but you don't want scars. Don't talk about me. Don't say anything wrong. I just want a good name. Sorry, sir. In the school of greatness, every man has a scar. It's your report card. Are you getting one now? We have a very carefree generation. We don't want to step. No, don't go out of the comfort zone. Let me just trust God for a lottery. Bam! And I become a multimillionaire. To learn the process, I don't want. Let me trust God for an anointing. Apostle, lay your hands on me. Suddenly, let me just become Apostle Joshua Selman the second. You think so? There are certain dimensions in the spirit that cannot be received by impartation. When Elijah was about leaving, Elisha followed him. Elijah said, go away. He said, no way. I will go. Other prophets said, do you know God is going to take this man? He said, I know. Keep your peace. All of them were watching. But at a certain time, they went to Jericho. They went to Gilgal. They went to different levels. And he was determined to receive. Hallelujah. And then, when they went beyond Jordan, he looked and he said, you have passed the test. You went through the rain. I did things that will embarrass you. I did things that will drive you, but you held on. You said, look, I know that there is something that I will get. And he said, ask. And he said, I asked for a double portion. He said, you have asked a hard thing. However, you have paid the price. I can't deny you. There is a scar upon you. And other prophets were watching. They were prophets, but they were watching. General commercial prophets who are used to an average life. But one person was stretching to the extreme. And he said, one last test. One last test. If you can be focused enough not to be distracted by everything. Something spiritual is about to happen. And because mantles do not leave the earth, it's against the law of God's operation. There is no mantle that has come to the earth that has left. It just has not been found. The mantle of Elijah was upon Elisha and it was in the grave. There was nobody, there was no faithful prophet to receive it. So Elijah died. Do you think it's that because people, he didn't lay hands on people? It takes faithfulness. See, all this coming to kneel down and say, lay hands on me. I was telling the school of ministry students, the law of impartation is not like that. Impartation does not just happen because you came to a man. No. There are seasons of proving where you receive of the ideologies of that man and it will grant you access to the gates of his grace. I've laid hands on many people in my life. I have seen a handful, just a few people that I know are walking in the grace that God has given me with proof. And those who are walking in it, the proof is showing 100%. Hallelujah. If you can see me, I need all your focus now. And he watched. All of a sudden he saw. The other prophets were just watching. But this guy was determined. And he saw a portal open. And the chariots of horses coming. And he said, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. All of a sudden, a mantle landed on him. He went back to Jordan and said, where is the Lord God? Prove to me that I carried something for real. And he parted. That means the river will part for anybody that carries that level of grace. It's not because it parted for Elijah. Certain possibilities in life, certain mountains will never move until certain graces are engaged. I want you to believe this. But preparation is the key. All other prophets saw him. The Bible says when they saw him, they said the spirit of Elijah doth rest upon Elisha. And they submitted to him. In Luke chapter 24 verse 49, listen. He said, behold, I send you. I'm going to empower you. There is a promise for you. But what is your own responsibility? Tarry. Stay. Don't be in a rush. I know that you are going to pioneer the manifestation. You will open the body of Christ to the dispensation of the Holy Ghost. But tarry. As it is now, you are not fit for it. When Jesus resurrected, he had to spend 40 days with them, teaching them on the matters of the kingdom. Because they had not exhausted the curriculum. And when he was done, he said, 10 more days, guys. Can you wait? 120 of them. Day one, nothing happened. Day two, nothing happened. It was during a program, the last test of focus that was given. Impartation never happens without focus. And it was on the day of Pentecost. They would have been enjoying, but they decided to sacrifice Pentecost for a promise. And the Bible says now, Acts chapter 2 verse 1, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, it said they were all gathered together in one accord. Suddenly, the moment had come. Like Elijah to Elisha. The moment came, the Bible says that they saw what looked like cloven tongues. It came and rested upon each and every one of them. 120 of them. And it became this apostolic move that no fire can quench. Tarry ye. I know you are going to be a great man, but my brother, you need to be trained. Let me tell you, some of these students, in their respect, some are powerful men and women of God, powerful business people. It's amazing how you can know very little and come around the little you know, and it defines the scope of your reality. From your perspective, you may think that there is nothing more. Every time I listen to great men and women of God, I'm broken and I'm humbled. It looks like I've not even started. If there is nobody challenging you, you are living in deceit. I repeat, if there is nobody challenging your level right now, spiritually, financially, if you are surrounded with local champions who are just clapping, and there is no platform to challenge you, you are living in deceit. Hallelujah. I was speaking with Oga Jordan, and I was telling him that I want to get all the remaining Miles Monroe books that I've not gotten, because now he's dead. And I'm sure in some years to come, his book may be out of stock. Why? Because this is a man I followed with my life. The day Miles Monroe died, I felt something in my heart. I knew that something left me. I didn't cry with tears, but I bled for days because I knew something had left me. But he left his mindset. He left the keys. I'm sharing with you the secret that make men uncommon. Very uncommon. Never be ashamed to sit before the presence of great people. When you sit before a great man, don't look for what to get. You will be foolish doing that. Sit before the presence of the great and ask them their secrets. Don't sit before a great man and be asking him nonsense. When I get in the presence of great people, the sense of reverence and honor that I present to them is contagious. I ask relevant questions. I don't take the gift of access for granted. Brothers and sisters, listen. There is so much that the Lord wants to do in our lives. But the question is, to what degree are you willing to align? And hear me, I don't care whether you are young or old, the rule is the same. You can be a 60-year-old man, with all due respect, and have made the same mistake for 60 years. Age does not necessarily mean you are doing it right. Young people have time, but they don't have wisdom. Old people have wisdom, but they don't have time. And so when the Holy Ghost comes to help you, he adds wisdom to the time you have. Hallelujah. I made up my mind that I was going to impact my generation. Brothers and sisters, what you see is nothing. What I keep telling the leaders humorously, that the level of this ministry now is my mindset of yesterday. This is the fruit of yesterday's thinking. Tomorrow will reveal the level we are thinking now. Because it always happens in the spirit before it manifests. There is greatness in every one of us. As you are seated here looking at me, there is much God can do with you. As a man of God, if all you want to present to the world is healing headache and fever and one little revelation here and there, get set to join the band of struggling ministers hating themselves and moving around this country and around the African nation. But when you want to be exceptional, 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 challenge yourself to be exceptional. Whatever it is, I hate mediocrity. I hate average with a passion. The same way I hate the devil. Because it keeps you low. Those who are average in life always fight people. They are the ones who always complain and grumble. When you rise to the top, there is space there. Everyone is a friend there. Is God speaking to you? Tarry ye. Be prepared. Don't be in a rush. There are many of us at our level right now. The hair you are wearing is the hair you should wear tomorrow. Continue. Wear tomorrow's hair and you have to barb your hair because there's no money tomorrow. You see that? You are wearing tomorrow's clothes today. Get set to walk naked tomorrow. Because we live in a raped generation. Sorry to use that word, but something has raped our generation of young people. So there is a pressure on every young man to prove you are making it. So it doesn't matter. We jump too many processes in life. Someone graduates and within 5 months, he wants to buy a BMW. He wants to buy this. He wants to build a bungalow in 2 months so that he will say he has already close anointing. You want to do all sorts of frivolities. So people get married without understanding anything about marriage. They are not guided. They are not trained. People go ahead and feel that, okay, I want to live my life. We do a lot of things and there are cycles of struggle. One person copying an ideology from another. And we have a generation of people who have been misled. Hallelujah. Between you and the vision is a season of preparation. And listen to me. No man, no sane man expects comfort during a season of preparation. I taught the school of ministry students under our course Personal Transformation that there are 4 levels of living in life. The first level is called survival. Those who don't listen to this message, get set. I'm announcing your level to you. If you are not willing to listen and transit, the level of survival. The second level is the level of comfort. The third level is the level of luxury. And the fourth level is the level of extravagance. The first and the last are cost levels. You should not live there. The level of what? Survival and the level of extravagance. 2 levels that take you to hell. Our preferred place of honor is the level of luxury. Where you rise to live a life that affords you an opportunity to be a blessing to yourself, to the kingdom, and to humanity. I will pay the price. I'm not in a hurry about my life. God is speaking to some hurry people who are already angry at Jesus Christ because it's December 5th. Lord, the man has not come. God is saying, shut up. Go and buy a book on marriage and relationship. What is pursuing you? If I don't marry by January, may God punish me. What is pursuing you? See that? My business must do this. I must have branches all over Nigeria by March next year. Recipe for disaster. The next time you see a man, God gives people speed, but he does not rush people. There is a difference between speed and rush. Any man that rushes a thing in life fails woefully. Sometimes, hear me, certain doors may be open, but God will restrict you from entering those doors because he wants to prepare you. It doesn't have to be that until a door is closed and you say God does not want it to be open. There are times the door is open, but God will still restrict you from moving. Are we getting blessed? I made up my mind, Lord, I will move at your pace in life. I will move at your pace. The disciples would have patiently waited for Jesus. They felt Jesus was wasting time. Jesus was going to pray for 6 hours. He was preparing for the next set of crusades that he had. But the disciples, they were, let's go, let's hurry up. And they entered the boat. They didn't find out what would happen. They just entered the boat. Jesus knew that there was going to be trouble. They entered the boat and they started moving. And Jesus stayed to pray. Brothers and sisters, after 6 hours, he got up and started walking on water. They were moving slowly, struggling here and there. After 5 children, you suddenly discover that the job you have put all your trust in, they looked at you and said, Oga, this is to officially announce to you by next week your services are no longer needed. Ah, but I'm a nice man. He said, we know. That's the more reason why we are relieving you, because we know you will obediently leave. Go out. And all of a sudden, you will find out after 15 years that your theology about kingdom finance is flawed. You will have to learn the hard way. At that point, you have everybody calling you a big man. You come out of your house, they are playing drums for you and calling your name, whereas you know that nothing is happening. I refuse to look successful. I pay the price to be successful. Many Nigerians looking like they are successful, there's nothing there. You borrow your friend's car and move around and people say, is this your car? You don't answer. You keep quiet. Then the day your friend says, give me my car. We borrow shoe, we borrow clothes, we borrow everything because we want to prove a point. We build relationships on lies and fallacy. Stop trying to look successful. Pay the price and be successful. I'll round up with a few things. 2 Chronicles 27 verse 6. 2 Chronicles. Preparation. You want to become great in life? Your quality of preparation. Anyone can be great. I can tell you this. Anyone can be great. Anyone. If you are willing to pay the price, don't let anybody fool you that there is no price. The price is the constraint to get knowledge. The price is the constraint to get information. The price is the constraint to sit under the feet of uncommon mentors at their terms, not at your terms. So Jotham became mighty. How did he become mighty? Because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. Jotham became mighty. Not just because he knew his God, but he prepared his way. He prepared his way. So Koinonia becomes great, not just because God chose us, but because the way is prepared. So your life and your destiny is at the mercy of your preparation. If you are willing to settle down and allow the Spirit of God train you. Listen, many of you need to reduce all this championism. That local champion mindset, pack it up and throw it away. At this level, many times the way people, you know, honor me and all of this, I'm almost tempted to look at it like flattery. Because I know where God is taking me. And I know compared to where God is taking me, I'm just one step out of the cave. So when men look and say, Apostle, you are this, you are that, you are that, you are that, while they are talking, I'm just look. The visions of men and women who have changed this world appears to me. And I see men who kept nations stand still. What have I done? The little impact here, is that it? We're talking of men who consult for governments. people like Miles Munro. Over 70 books, 51 or 49 of them were bestsellers. What did he write? A man who was given opportunity to speak at the UN. Ambassadors indeed. Men who traveled without visa. Their credibility was a pride to their nations. When you compare yourself with small people, you will be small. Hallelujah. A man like Benny Hinn, when he's about to go to another nation, the American ambassador there confirms that, although a religious preacher, but they must confirm that that environment is safe because he has become an envoy by impact. Are we getting blessed? An envoy by impact. But sometimes our little achievements here and there, and if you are not careful, the greatest enemy of your success is the last one you had. Not failure. Failure never makes people fail. It challenges you. But your last success can become the hindrance to the next level. One time I was watching myself on TV. And they were playing the documentary. And I just sat down in my chair and I was looking at myself. Texts were coming into my phone. Calls were ringing. Apostle, we are seeing you. We are so happy. We are proud of you. This is just the beginning. Your latter is this and that. And I just turned and I looked at this thing. I said, this is how great men become deceived. I was warning my... I got up to the mirror. I looked at myself. I said, Mr. Man, I rebuke every spirit that will stop you at this level. We are going far. This can't be it. God is so much bigger than this. We look forward to times when the students will build the international complex of the School of Ministry. We're not talking of this. Hallelujah. When the Lord showed me the international headquarters of ENI, I saw this in 2007. I saw a gigantic place, glass houses everywhere, with about, I think, 49 or 51 flags, different nations of the world. This is what I see. So when the little blessings here come, I say, no, sir. No, sir. If you cook for me, I'll eat it and push the plate fast. You buy me clothes, I do what I'll do with it, but this one thing I do, forgetting the things that are behind. What have you achieved now at this level? People started calling you prophet and you have even agreed. Ask yourself, put Branham, put all these people and come and enter their middle. If you don't feel comfortable, you better shut up and start working. Well, I've said it again and again. People say, Apostle Joshua Selman, and I think of all the men I truly call apostles, and I look like a toddler. Humanly speaking, I cannot even lose the latchets of their shoe. And it swallows up every tendency for pride. Is God speaking to someone tonight? Please tell yourself, myself, calm down. Say it! Some of us, you are running. You even say, at my spiritual level right now, it's just I don't want to bring out all these mysteries because I'm pitying them. You are joking. Joking! That you are comfortable at that level is a sign that you started dying. Because something should challenge you. Is God speaking to somebody? Oh, this one thing I do, I will never be deceived. Whether I enter a jeep, whether I enter whatever, my face is set like a flint. Until I see a physical manifestation of that which has been revealed to me. Something was written about my life in the volume of the book. God is doing something new in my life. God is working something mighty in this place. Listen to me. God is building a mighty army in this place. And he won't stop. He won't stop
till we look just like Him. He won't stop, no, He won't stop, till we look just like Him. God is raising mighty men in this place. God is raising men of fire in this place. He won't stop, He won't stop, till we look just like Him. He won't stop, He won't stop, till we look just like Him.
That's what He's doing. Two prayer points, and then we'll graduate our students. You are going to pray and say, Lord, deliver me from self-deceit. That sense of accomplishment over little things. Please rise up. Are you ready to pray? Prayer point number one. Lord, whatever has brought a sense of satisfaction at my current level, I receive grace to be challenged for the new level. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lord, I refuse to camp around this level. Oh, there is so much. There is so much. Pray. I owe my generation a debt I must pay. This one thing I do, forgetting the things that are behind, I press in preparation. I press. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. From verse 11. Ephesians chapter 4. From verse 11. It says, and He gave unto some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and pastors, and teachers. Why? Verse 12. Verse 12, please. For the perfecting, any other version, it says the equipping, the maturing. That means that God has made the fivefold ministry, not just to make noise, not just to wear suits, not just to have protocols around, but so that they can mature the body of Christ. He has granted them the privilege to be custodians of the mysteries of the kingdom. And so on the strength of that understanding, He empowers them to mentor. His intention was the perfecting and the full equipping. That means God had an intention. Beautiful fashion. He had an intention in His mind, that for you to enter your glorious destiny. It says, listen, it says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, neither has it entered the heart of any man, that which God has in store. But it will not manifest just like that. There is an equipping. There is a preparation. Prayer point number two. Lord, I acknowledge I need to be trained. I acknowledge my need for more. Open my eyes. Bring into my life uncommon mentors. Bring into my life access to knowledge. Access to information. Go ahead and pray. Bring into my life those who can build me. The resources, the men, the women. I'm willing to learn. For some of you, your prayer is, I'm willing to start all over again.
Yes, Lord. If it means me starting afresh, I am willing. Teach me. Teach me. Teach me. If it means me starting afresh, I'm willing to learn. Listen, some of you are headed the wrong direction. Stop moving. When you find yourself in a hole, the first way out is to stop digging. Your ideologies are wrong. Your perceptions about God, about finance, about life, about greatness is wrong, and it will destroy your life. It's time to repent. Yes, Lord. Lord, make me over. Lord, make me over. Lord, make me over. Make me over again. Come on, pray, Lord, start all over with me tonight. Make me over. Teach me. I'm ready to drop those wrong ideologies. Come on, sing.
Make me over.
Sing, Lord, make me over.
Make me over.
Lord,
make me over.
Lord,
make me over. Make me over again.
Sing, make me over again.
Make me over again.
The last prayer point. Lord, every seed of pride and arrogance that will not allow me sit under uncommon mentors to learn and to be trained, I curse that spirit right now. Lift your voice and pray. Pray. Every spirit of arrogance, every spirit of self-accomplishment that will want to hinder you from sitting at the feet of uncommon resources, uncommon men and women, pay the price for the access to their wisdom. Pay the price for access to their grace. Pay the price for access to their anointing. Pay the price for access to their scars. Pay the price for access. You must humble yourself. It takes humility to be great. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to live with this mindset today. That wherever you are in life, your journey can be shortened if you are willing to pay the price for access. No true great man will open his life cheaply to you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I said no true great man. It's against the law of impartation. No man who has truly received will open up to you just because you think you want. There is a price. You must pursue access to grace. You must pay the price. That price will sting your ego. That price will embarrass you. You will look like a fool in the presence of an uncommon mentor. But let me tell you something. If you can be that foolish, you will get something that will change your life. Uncommon mentors are not friends. They don't pat your back just because they feel good about you. They sharpen you until they bring the best out of you. Many of us never want to hear anything negative. Nothing to challenge you. to leave you at the level that you are. No, sir. There must be something to challenge you. When you find yourself running away from men who can build you, it's because the devil is killing you. Hallelujah. You must be great in this life, but that greatness is on the strength of your alignment. To what degree are you willing to pay the price? It's not that difficult. There is just a price to be paid. And it's a non-negotiable price. I wish there was a way someone can pay it to you. Or pay it for you. But it doesn't happen that way. It's a path that every man must follow by himself. No man can pay that price for you. Every man must pay the price for his destiny personally. Hear me. If you are waiting for a husband to come and pay the price for you, you are dreaming. Think again. Sister, if you think your beauty is a reward to compensate for that price, think twice. Hallelujah. There is so much that God can bring. I'll never be a failure in life. Never. I found my way out. I found my way out. I found my way out. Never be a failure. No. It will never happen again till I see his face. I've paid the price. The gate has been opened. There are scars that authorize my transition. Yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your way. Oh yes, Lord. We'll just sing it two times. Yes to your will.
Yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your way. Oh yes, Lord.
For the last time now.
Yes to your will.
Hallelujah. Please be seated, everyone. I'd like you to connect with what we are going to be doing now. Please learn. It's a very spiritual atmosphere right now. Hallelujah. Let me request all the School of Ministry students, please rise. Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek, and he had sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to open the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees or oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. This is the prophecy for your set. Verse 4. This is what the Lord told me. Verse 4, please. And they shall rebuild the old ruins, and they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Hallelujah. And now, as our custom is, as a ministry, we have had all the lectures with you, pneumatology, leadership, ministry, personal transformation, finance, and based on our standards of assessment, we have found these students that are standing to have qualified, not just in learning, in character, in grace. They've been rigorously taught. They've had sessions of practicum, all kinds of exposure to build them. And today we are proud to present them, and not only to graduate them, but that they will receive the impartation. They have gotten the information, the knowledge, and the mindset. What is about to come upon you people is an uncommon grace. I want you to know this. You're about to receive something that will change your life forever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now let me ask all the students, just come out, line up quickly, please. Please, all of us, let's remain in an attitude of prayer for them. Please quickly coordinate yourselves. We're out of time. We are proud of our School of Ministry students. Hallelujah. The vision of the School of Ministry is to release kingdom ambassadors that will transform the world. And we are happy for what is being done. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Before we officially announce your graduation, an anointing is going to come upon you. Listen, guys, we have taught again and again in class, and I want you to know that it's time for you to receive something. It is possible that even as you are standing here, you can be certified, but you may not carry that grace. Elijah told Elisha, if you can see me, if there is a desperation and a focus in your heart, then something will happen to you. Hallelujah. Stretch your hands, everyone, to the School of Ministry students. Pray for them for one. Lord, change their lives. May they come face to face with the anointing that has made men great. You will never be the same. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to lead you to a declaration. And where I say I, you will say I and put your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I declare that I'm an ambassador of the kingdom, and I will affect my generation with the knowledge, with the grace, and with the wisdom. I declare that I am well able. I declare that I am mighty. I declare that I've been equipped, and I will do exploits. I embrace the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and I declare that in partnership with Him, I will shake my generation. I make a commitment with destiny that I will not fail. I make a commitment on behalf of my generation that Christ will find a vessel in me. Therefore, I declare that through my words, through my actions, I am an ambassador. I only communicate the ideologies of the kingdom. I declare that the character of the Spirit is at work in me. The wisdom of the Spirit is at work in me. And the anointing of the Holy Ghost is at work in me. Father, I surrender myself. Do mighty things through my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now please begin to pray in tongues, School of Ministry students. Let me invite Pastor Jakes. Hallelujah. Please pray for them, everybody. What is happening right now is a most spiritual. You are watching a transfer of grace, a transfer of wisdom. Lord, let all kinds of graces and anointings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, you can be on your knees, all of you. Some of you will receive gifts of the Spirit. Some of you will receive mantles, not just anointings, mantles and graces. Financial graces, wisdom graces. Hallelujah. This is the anointing that proves that you are a graduate from our school of ministry. It's not just the certificate. We thank God for the certification. Some of you, your family members are here watching you. Please make sure all of us, let's be in a moment of prayer, please. Let's be in a moment of prayer right now. Lord Jesus, Shibranda Reko Supreya Devadana. Mambrodo Jigarabash. Mokotola Pratis Kelebrash. Father, I come in my office as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I pray in the name that is above all names, that if I be a sent one from God, let there be mighty transfers of graces, mantles, offices, dimensions in the Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I hold your hands and I strengthen you by the hands of the one who has sent us. And in the name of Jesus, as this oil comes, Kato, Soto Tela Bandiga, as this oil comes, let it be a mantle of grace. Let it be a mantle of grace. Let it be a mantle of grace. Begin to pray in tongues right now. Receive the mantle of grace. Sheka Parabas, new dimensions, new dimensions. I anoint you, step into new levels, strange levels of grace. Rakato Parizapa, step into new levels of grace. New levels of grace. Please pray for them, everybody. New levels of wisdom. New levels of fire. New levels of grace. Drink of the wine of the Spirit. We send you as ambassadors with the full backing. Oh, receive it. Let there be changes in the realm of the Spirit. Drink of the wine of the Spirit. New levels, new dimensions. Take it, new levels. I release upon you. I release upon you. Step into new dimensions. I command the realm of the Spirit to see your ranking. I command the realm of the Spirit to address you as one who has received a mighty power. It's okay, just pray. Please make sure hands are laid on you. Please, all of us, pray for them. Receive it. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Help them, please. Ushers, you need to coordinate. Glory, 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 glory. Step into new levels of glory. Glory. I prophesy to you. I prophesy beauty for ashes. Beauty for ashes. A garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. that they might be called the oaks of righteousness. Take it, new level. Take it, new dimensions. Beauty for ashes, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. New dimensions. New dimensions. New dimensions. Reketele bosapa. Abrandeke botosotos. New dimensions. Never be the same again. In the name of Jesus. Never be the same again. 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 Receive of the spirit of wisdom. I impart upon you grace, 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 new beginnings by the Spirit of grace, new beginnings by the Spirit of grace. I activate the operations of the Spirit. Activate fresh levels. Step into new dimensions. Please keep praying for them. Receive it now, 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 like fire comes upon you. New level. New level, new level. Beauty for ashes, the garment of praise for the spirit of despair. Beauty for ashes, beauty for ashes, beauty for ashes. Gentlemen, it's a new season for you. I stir up fresh levels of grace, fresh levels of grace. Fresh level. Fresh level. Fresh level. The spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom. Mighty anointing of the Holy Ghost. You will flow in the gifts of the Spirit. You will flow in the gifts of the Spirit. Flow in evangelistic and prophetic dimension. Grace. Grace, 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 grace. New levels of grace. Grace. Fresh seasons of grace. Fresh seasons of fire. Fresh seasons, impartations. I put upon you the spirit of wisdom and leadership. May your life change from today. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Fresh grace. Fresh grace. Drink of the wine of the Spirit. Fresh grace. You will never be the same. Never be the same. It's not by power. It's not by might. Now hear me, I want to prophesy to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, whatever has not limited us, in the name of Jesus, it will never limit you. Take seriously what I'm saying. I'm not just speaking. Right now, I break everything that has limited you before now. Whatever you could not do, I increase your dimension of wisdom, your dimension of knowledge, your dimension of grace, your dimension of power. In the name of Jesus, I put upon every one of you a diadem of honor from today. The same honor that we have received, everywhere you go, we compel men to honor you. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands upon you. Go and heal the sick. You will go back and see them healed. Go and cast out devils. I put an anointing upon your head. Do mighty things for the kingdom. I stir up that prophetic dimension. I stir up that apostolic dimension. I stir up that evangelical dimension. Every grace, every anointing, every gift that has been dormant, I command it to come alive right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I declare that you will be true ambassadors of the heavens. You will be true ambassadors of this ministry. That the things that were made possible. See, some of you will go back to your homes, and within days, the power that has tied your family for years. I prophesy this in the name that is above all names. Some of you will go back to your families with this anointing. You will not need to submit a prayer request. You have become a living envoy. You will go, and the same way the devils cry here, they will cry everywhere and check out of your homes. In the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, in the mighty name of Jesus, and the privileged position that I occupy as the president of this ministry, I declare all the students here, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, based on your learning and character, we officially declare you graduates of the ENI School of Ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Congratulations. Now, we have to be very fast about this. It's over, guys. Congratulations. Get up and celebrate yourselves. Those under the anointing, just let them be. And then when they are ready, please, we have to hurry up. Koinonia, I thought you would celebrate them. Hallelujah. All right, now, please let them sit down very quickly. We have to hurry up. Before we present the certificates, we are going to be presenting awards to a few students, and we're going to do that very quickly. Hallelujah. Pastor Jakes is going to be... How many of you are happy to see Pastor Jakes? Hallelujah. Pastor Jakes is going to be shaking hands and giving the awards to them. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you something, especially for some of you loved ones who are here. We found it difficult to even have students that will give them awards. Because these students were so exceptional even in the exam. If you do not know, our cutoff point for graduation is a B. We don't take C in school of ministry. If you have less than a B, you are not going to graduate. So every one of these students you have seen have gotten a B. And I'm not talking of all these things that you corner lecturers. So they are not just anointed people. They are people who have dedicated themselves to studies. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Pastor Jakes is here. And can you keep it? And it's not going to be in that order. Huh? Oh, are we starting like that? No. Start the other way around. Hallelujah. The third best student. Please, I'd like you to celebrate them because they really have done well. The third best student is Iyela Ibn Mosi. I hope the cameraman is ready. Please. Come on, celebrate them. Hallelujah. I hope I can pronounce his name. The second best student is Umahemba Kor. Celebrate them, please. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, our overall best student is Paul Emmanuel. Congratulations. Congratulations. Hallelujah. Okay, very quickly, we have special awards. The most well-behaved student during the School of Ministry session, Olorun Sae Joseph. Hallelujah. And we have an award here. Two people are getting an award. The funniest student in the course of the stay, Alexander Kalu. Adekbagbo Samuel, Simon. Adekbagbo Simon, where is he? Please celebrate them, Koinonia. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, our certificates are not cheap. Trust me. You can laminate our certificate and they will speak for you. We've had our students who have been blessed. I think the top two or three students, the national competition of Toastmasters, were our School of Ministry students nationally. And then we have a number of achievements. We are seeing our students do great things, and we do all of this, and we are this strict because we want to maintain the standard. And by the grace of God, we will not stop maintaining the standard. Hallelujah. Now this time around, Pastor Jakes will do the calling of the names, and then I'll just appreciate them.
Hallelujah. How many of us are excited tonight? School of Ministry students, I thought you were going to be the ones to shout most. Hallelujah. Okay, I'll just quickly run through the names. The first name I'm calling up is Gimbasin Bamas Isaac. Please put your hands together for him. Hallelujah, celebrating. Hussein Adam Shekaro. Please celebrate him. Hussein Adam Shekaro. Then Chinda, Sovincinucci, Zurunucci, please come up. Alex, Enoch, Adole, Ame, Ojoma, Esther, Oyebi, F, Olua, Donsu, Idoko, James, Jimmy. Onwuso, Michael, Adeleches, Paul Marmam, Godwin, Gregory, Idagu, Obijeku, Jude, Okechuku, Alexander, Kalu, Michael, Ojebumi, Aremu, Arotiba, Damilola Tayo, Bonire, Oluat, Sami, Yani, Deborah, Amadu. York, Abel. Udo, Daniel, Ochai. Bada, Francis, Ayomide. Bello, Polake, Milola. Mayaki, Mangaline, Adura. Akanya, Zainab, Ojo, Chide. Saliu, Adinoi. Mijin Yawa, Musa Dauda. Abraham, Austin. Solomon, Gideon, David. Abubakar, Halimat, oh. Please celebrate them, okay? Abolari, Tosin, Fumilayo. Alabi, Victoria, Ladi. Adebago, Olua Shegun Simon. Ho, Oma Hemba. Wilson, I, Okuche. Ife, Olivia, Idebere. Somu Adani, Yukeria. Ugu Blessing, Ngozi. Mark, Joseph. A boy, Okwe, Ogo, Precious, Dam, Nampan, David, Gio, Silvanus, Christopher, Michael, Mariha, Oliojo, Obu Soro, yeah, God's power, Ifani, Okalo, Maxilina, Ilya David Dodo, Jaloyemi, Olorun Femi, Ayodele, Goja, Tenenge, Emmanuel, David, Elizabeth, Ititim, Okongye, Cecilia, Astor, Emmanuel, here, Solomon, Emmanuel, Iloma, David, Samuel, Gofu, Ido, Joseph, Oche, Benga, Joshua, Oladimeji. Please hurry up. Obadiah Daniel. Paul Emmanuel. Abba Sunday. Stephen Ayuba Favor. Aku Caroline. Ele Ojo. Opara Nandi. John Paul. Abiola Joshua Olayemi. Olumuiwa Olufemi Daniel. Olorun Saye Joseph F.B. Bamidele. Ajayi Olushola Victor. Ajayi Olushola Victor. Aruya Iruebo Emmanuel. Wato Amada Precious. Sorrow, Glory, Ime. Akobu, Edwin, O, Junior. James Bako. Ekubaje, Stephen. Oluwa, Muiwa. Abba Onuche. Makondu Vita. Imoji Samuel. La Daniel S. Abdul Mercy. Alikali Mosumola Hana. Job Olayemi Ruth. Agada Grace. Adeinka Joash. Oluwa Funmi Niyi T. Emmanuel. Icheku Ruth Ijaro. Anebi Juan Edward. Yella Ibn Mosi. Yella, sorry. Ajewole Oluwafemi Gabriel.
Please celebrate, Pastor James. Hallelujah. Now, very quickly, we're going to give a few minutes to the students to just, representatives of the students to just respond to the house by way of their vote of thanks, and then we'll be rounding up immediately afterwards. Hallelujah.
Phenomenal what has happened to us over the past 5 months. Change is an extraordinary thing that when it happens to a man, it's something that is birthed inside him. And from that is birthed inside him, there's an overflowing. I'm here today to say thank you on behalf of the students of the NI. And our greatest form of thank you would be to change lives, to impact people, and to reproduce what has been done in us in others. But despite it all, we might not be able to give Daddy everything we want to give him now. But right now, the little we've gotten from for him and the ministry, please, I would like the SOM students to be on their feet, as Daddy, I only ask that you come up stage. They are presenting this to the house of Koinonia, and Daddy to you personally, on behalf of School of Ministry, Batch 14A. Please be seated.
All right, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Are we happy? Can you shout hallelujah? Amen. Such an honor and a privilege. Amen. Very quickly, the vote of thanks. We'll first of all like to thank God for the opportunity. He's the custodian of times and seasons, and in this time and season, He has chosen to fill us up. He has chosen to invest so much in us, even in our journey towards greatness. Can we celebrate God? Amen. Amen. Secondly, we also want to thank Apostle. He's throughout the time, he's been a mentor, he's been a teacher. So we want to say thank you very much. Thank you for pouring out your heart. Thank you for sharing your life. Thank you for showing us your scars. He shamelessly showed us his scars. We want to say thank you. Hallelujah. And I want you to, I humbly ask you to look at the faces of all these fine young men and women sitting down here. And I tell you, some of us are leaving Zaria finally tomorrow. Some are leaving during the week and all of that. But I assure you, sir, that wherever each and every one of these people are, they will be the seal of your apostleship. They will be ambassadors of the kingdom. And just like Wilson said yesterday, we will not fail you. Amen. There are other people I would like to say thank you to. I would like to say thank you to the house of ENI and Koinonia. Can you celebrate the house? Hallelujah. We'd like to thank the protocol department of Koinonia. They've been supportive throughout the time. So we want to say thank you to Uncle Victor. Can you celebrate Uncle Victor? Amen. We want to say thank you to the media. They were very helpful during our practicum. They gave us everything we needed to make our practicum successful. We thank the welfare department. We were able to use their place during our practicum. We say thank you also to the technical team. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. We also want to say a special thank you to Rema Chapel and Pastor Femi. Thank you. Amen. If School of Ministry was Jesus, then Rema Chapel was the donkey he climbed upon, because we used that place morning, afternoon, night, throughout. Thank you very much, sir. God bless you. Want to say thank you to CGC. Can you celebrate CGC? Yeah. We also use this place for our lectures also. Want to say thank you to God's Time Schools. Can you celebrate God's Time? And want to also say thank you to everyone. There are people who have contributed one way or the other to make our admission, our stay, and our graduation a success. I want to say thank you to all of you. God bless you all. Thank you, sir.
Hallelujah. You guys didn't tell us what this is for.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, this is our present to our daddy. Everything is written in the envelopes we give. Amen. This is meant to help in the counseling session, during the counseling session. Hallelujah. And this is for the house of Koinonia. Hallelujah.
Please celebrate them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. It gets better by the day. Amen. I almost had to look at these chairs very well to be sure they were, I thought they were chairs that will help people not fall under the anointing and break. Hallelujah. So God bless you guys. God bless you for your gift. God bless you for your sacrifice. School of Ministry, please put your hands together for yourselves. You are no more students of School of Ministry. Hallelujah. You are just students of the Spirit now, right? Hallelujah. So God bless you guys. Congratulations. And we look forward to seeing God do great things through you. Amen. Hallelujah. Quickly, we just want to invite the first timers. If you know this is your first time coming here, somebody invited you, you were scrolling and the Spirit of God just prompted in your heart to come in here. Please just stand up as we celebrate you. Please put your hands together for them. Please just stand up and make your way to the front. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please just come to the front. Hallelujah. Please just walk up here to the front. God bless you. I can see our daddy there. God bless you, sir. You're welcome. Please celebrate them. The house of Koinonia, please put your hands together for the Lord. Celebrate them, celebrate them. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm sure you are blessed. Hallelujah. I'm sure you are blessed. Your life will never remain the same. Okay? We trust God to take you to new levels of glory. Hallelujah. You're welcome. This is Koinonia. We hold our meetings here every Friday. And on behalf of the point man and the set man God has placed in this ministry, Apostle Joshua Selman, I welcome you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You're welcome, and we trust God to be seeing more of you. Hallelujah. I'm sure you are blessed. Please, precious saints, can you just stretch your hands towards them and just bless them? We would like to say a word of prayer to you. We believe in ourselves here, and we believe in what God is doing. We believe in God, and we believe in His anointing in this house and in our lives. And as we say prayer over your life, as we bless you, we trust God that whatever you came with here, we believe God has answered. And whatever you are still trusting God yet for, whether for your family members and all, we see the hand of God really doing mighty things. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. You're welcome. God bless you. Please, you just, when you turn, just walk across the aisle. You see some of our ushers there. They'll just would like to take your details to get to pray with you, to send you encouraging messages. Is that okay? Please, God bless you. Please just walk behind and follow the ushers. Hallelujah. Precious saints, celebrate them. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I encourage the house, please, it's good, invite people. Amen. Please invite people. You may be shy to preach to somebody, but invite them and see what God will do.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Eternity Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_KNI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Eternity Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.